We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning at the bottom of the Amud Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the last line. But we're continuing the sugya of the Hanhaga by the bathroom. But when a Rabba bar Rav Shila may Rav Chista, Ma'ala Loisim Achrav Lagak. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to carry up this meducha, this grinder, up to the roof? Because it's a big tircha. If someone has to go to the bathroom, is a mutter to carry up to the roof? It seems like Gemara is asking like. That we muksa we said is mutter because you know that Chazal said that muksa is mutter because they never made an issa muksa b'makayim that someone has to use it for the bathroom. But here, this is not a normal thing. Not everyone who goes to the bathroom brings something, schleps something from somewhere. Therefore, they never made that heter. So the question is he allowed to bring up this maducha with tirchi yisera, bring it up to the roof? Amalei answered, yeah, pasha yalado. God will cover the brias deiches leisas shavatayra. Cover is so big, it's doicha loisasa shavatara, which means the loisasa of loisasur, which is the loisasa says you have to listen to the rabbanon. So here it's doicha the rabbanon of tircha, because cover abrius is doicha loisasa shavatara. Yosef Marema kamalah shmeitza. Marema was sitting and said over this shmeitza that Rav Chista allowed them to bring it up to the gag because God will cover abrius, and he asked the makasha isve ravina lemaremar. Rabbi Lezer Omer, it says in a brisa, Rabbi Lezer Rabbanim. Lezer Omer, it told the Mekitzman Shafar Lachs Vashinav. A person is allowed to take a little splinter from in front of him, even though it was not Yachidit and it's Muksa, and now he has something stuck in his tooth. He's allowed to take it and clean out his teeth. Why? Rashi says it's covered up brias. To walk out with dirty teeth is covered up brias. Therefore, you're allowed to take this splinter and clean out your teeth. You should only take it from something that's meyuchid. It's part of the trough of a behema. It's muchan. And therefore, only there you're allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take from muksa. So what do you see? The kasha, you see a chama hold, the even makam kar v'briyais, you're not allowed to take a splinter. You're not allowed to take a splinter. Now, already Tosfos speaks out that this kasha is really on the whole din of all racks, using racks from muksa digger racks. It's not only a kasha on this man, the Amo said you're allowed to carry something up. So that's Tosfos kasha. Therefore, he has a little different shot in the Gemara. But the Sam Sofer answers Rashi that racks the Rabbanon would agree to that it's not muksa. Just here, a splinter. You don't always need a splinter to clean out your teeth, and therefore you should have prepared it before Shabbos. The Varta is to here. It's not just a taina that's covered of brias because it's not so necessary at all times. And the same thing because you could just not clean out your teeth or don't eat something. Going to the bathroom is like impossible. Therefore, they were matter kinuach with rocks. But cleaning out your teeth is not something that always has to be done. And therefore, the kasha is the same thing by bringing some up to the roof. You go to the bathroom down here. You don't have to go up to the roof. And therefore, that's the Gemara's kasha from the Rabbanon. Gemara says, no, hachiyasha, it's not shver. Hossam, the Gemara doesn't say that there by suda is even less of a tzarech. Hossam, adam kveya makam suda. There, everyone knows where he eats. So he should have prepared it before Shabbos. He knows he eats over here. He knows he might need a toothpick. He should have prepared toothpicks right here. But here by the bathroom, he has no idea where he's going to go to the bathroom. Those days they didn't have kavudig bathrooms. He has no idea where he's going to go to the bathroom. So what do you want him to do? Bring the grinder up? Maybe he's going to need it over here. Or the racks, whatever he's bringing up. It doesn't have to be the grinder, by the way. When it says, ma'o aloysim achra la gag, it doesn't mean dafka, the grinder, anything. To bring anything up to the gag, he should have prepared something on the roof. He has no way to go to the bathroom. Does he have a special place to go to the bathroom? So therefore, it's not a taina that he didn't bring it with him. Near B'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to go to the bathroom in a plowed field on Shabbos. Now, what's wrong with that? My time. If the reason is because you're not allowed to go into a plowed field because you're ruining the guy's field. The guy just worked very hard plowing his field. You're ruining his field. You're not allowed to do that. We have permission. So if that's the case, fill B'Chol Nami. Nothing to do with Shabbos. That's Issa Hezek. It's in the weekday also. So you know what you're worried about? You're worried about that if he goes to the bathroom there, he might take a rock to wipe himself. And the rock used to grow on the rocks since the field was plowed. So it caused make it a little wet. And it caused that the grass grew on the rocks. So if he might take a rock and wipe himself, he might detach the grass from the rocks. So that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. Break tomorrow. Rav Amar Shlokish, Tzrar Shol Ba'asav, Mutar Kaneach Ba'i. You're allowed to wipe yourself with it. And what's the reason? Because it's Eina Mechavin. It's not a psik ratio that the grass will get detached. And it's Eina Mechavin. And Rav Shlokish says, V'tayu Shemen of Shabbos, if you dafka pull out the grass out of the rock, then Chayiv Chatas. Taka Chayiv Chatas, because that's called the Mokim Gedula. It's where it's growing from. But you're allowed to wipe yourself with that. So the kasha is, how can you say the osur to go into sodom near? Because you might use the rocks and then causes to detach the sovereign, to detach the grass. It's not a problem if the grass gets detached. Because the shlokash holds, and it's mutter. So, you know what the chash is? Why you now go to the southern ear? Since it goes in and out, up and down, there's ditches and not ditches. So, if you go to the bathroom there, you might take earth from the higher place and put it in the lower place and fill it up. And that's the isser of chayrish. El dilma nokit me'aloy, you'll take a piece of dirt from a higher plane, v'shadol atasoy, and put it in the lower plane, v'chayiv v'shum derabba. V'chayiv, because of what Rabbi said, we had it before, dama rabba, hois legum, someone had a hole with tamma, he stuffed it up, b'bayis. In the house is chayim shem boina, besod the chayim shem chayrish. So here, he might take earth from somewhere where it's like a pile of earth and flatten it out, and that's a problem of chayrisha. And therefore, the Rav Huna said it's also to go to the bathroom in a plowed field. Now I'll go back to figure out Rosh Lakish a little bit. Gufa, Omer Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish said, "Tzurar she'olu b'yasavim." You have a rock that grass grew over it. You're allowed to use it for wiping yourself. Why? Because even if grass comes off, it's not a psikreishis any mechavim. But if you tolish lahedya, chayev chadas. If you go ahead and you pull the grass off the rock, you chayev chadas. Remember here, the grass is growing out of the rock. If you pull the grass out of the rock, then you chayev chadas, because that's called mokim gedula. So now, the question is, the rock, if you look at the rock, it's like a flower pot. Where does it get the nourishment from? From the ground. So you pick up the rock, you're detaching the rock from the ground, so detaching it from its nourishment. So Omarav Papa, Shmamina Rosh Lakish, Haipar Pisa, Shorita Tule. You see from here, you're allowed to move a flower pot that has a hole in it, you're allowed to move it, and you're not worried about Tarlish. Taka, why not? What's Shmamina Rosh Lakish? So the Farshim say, the reason is, since it still has a little yanika, even when you pick it up, because it still nourishes from the chuchas of the ground, even though it's not mamish touching the ground, so therefore you didn't mamish detach it, and therefore it'll come out from Rosh Lakish that's mutter. Now what type of flower pot exactly is parpisa? So Rashi brings down from a Chuvah Saga'inim that they used to make, it brings down a minig. The minig was, they used to make a little like flower pot out of palm leaves, and they filled it up with offer and Zevel Behema, fertilizer, and like 15 to 22 days before Rosh Hashanah, everyone made for every child one of these flower pots, and they put it into it a bean, and they let it grow a little bit, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, they took this flower pot, and they put it around the head 7 times, it said, Zeh Takazev, Zeh Chalifasi, Zeh Tmurasi, U'mashlich al-Nahar, and they threw it into the water. So in those days, they did kaparis with flower pots. Let's state in Rashi over here. But upon him, Akapadim was saying from here, they're from Shlokesh to Raya, they let him move a flower pot. That's what it sounds like. You let him move, because you let him move the Evan, you let him move the Tzrar, even though you took it away from its Mokam Gedulot. You took it away from where it was nourishing on the ground. So that's what Rav Papi said. Maskel or Kano kind of asked, what are you talking about? Okay, it's not really a Homsem Mutter, it's awesome, it's awesome with the Rabbanon, but they will matter. You have to go to the bathroom. You think you're allowed to move anything? Rosh Lakish said, if we're going to the bathroom, you're allowed to move it. That's a big tzarech. It doesn't mean you're always allowed to move it. So it's not a raya. You're not allowed to move it. The rabbanon is to be also to move. Amar Abaye, parpisa hoil va'asa l'yodom lema ba'milsam. Once we mention parpisa, let me say something about parpisa. Hoya munach gavei karka, if it was on the ground, v'nich gavei seidis, picked it up, and you put it on top of your seidois, mechayiv v'shem toilish. Yechayiv v'shem toilish. And Rashi speaks out, lav dafka chayiv, because we said it's mutter b'mokarim going to the bathroom. So it must be, mechayiv means osam adarabonon. So it means if it's on the ground, I put it on top of some, like a frame, you say this, some pegs, yechayiv v'shem toilish, which means osam v'shem toilish. And Rosh Lakish only was matter because of kavod habrias. Hoyimunuch gavi seidois, let's say it was on a flower pot stand, and then you put it on the ground, so you made it even more, grows better. Then chayiv mishum neteil. A lot of Rishonim hold this is a real chiyuv, because since you are making it grow better, therefore you chayiv mishum neteil. So the Gemara, right? That's what comes out of here. Om Rav Yechanan. Also kaneach becheres b'shabbos. A little bit of a new Gemara. Gemara says that it's also to wipe oneself with a piece of pottery on Shabbos. My time, why now do that? If it's sakana, if it's sakana to use this pottery, so you shouldn't. A person has like something called shine karkasha. It's like certain muscles, when it's called spincer muscles, that's in that place. And if you use a cheres, you might rip those muscles, and therefore it's sakana. So that's the reason I'll use it. Even the weekly osin, I'll do it. So Elamai, he's not worried about hurting himself. He's worried about kshafim maybe, because it's kishav. We'll see later on that it causes a certain type of kishav to use the cheres for wiping yourself. Now, fil b'chal nami, even also a week that should be also. So I don't understand. Reuven says, you now do it on Shabbos. Either reason, that sakana kshafim, they apply to the weekday also. It must be his asrin because he's worried about pulling out hairs. It's a davar shein misgaven. It's not a psik reisha. Davar shein misgaven should be mutter. Amlur of Nasim Barishya. Shavnos Barishya said, Gavar Rabba on Milsa. Lamaisa Rav Yechanan said something. We have to explain it. Name of a time. I have to explain this. What he means to say is like this. That of course, Bechar is asr because of Sakana, because of Kshafim. But he's saying like this, that maybe Cheres Lamaisa is better than Iraq. You know why? Because Iraq is Muksa. A cheres at least is not muksa. Maybe it's worth to take a chance of sakana kshafim and not be over muksa. So that's what he's saying. Loim b'bayi b'chal da'asar because sakana of a Shabbos. Hoy l'kateres kli olav. Maybe since it's a kli shapadami, we would say to use it because it's better because it's a kli. Kamash v'lon rava. Kamash v'lon. No. Kamash v'lon. Rav Yechanan that you should not use it because even though it's better because it's a kli, but since it's sakana kshafim, you should not use it. Rava maslam shem sharas nimim. Rava learned Rav Yechanan because of ripping out hairs. The kashla the Rav Yechanan, the kashla Rav Yechanan, different Rav Yechanan. Me Rav Yechanan asla kaneach becharis b'shabbos because I'm a davar shem miskaven aser. Hekis Rav Yechanan says aser because you're ripping out hairs. See, he holds davar shem miskaven aser. But Rav Yechanan loch kastam mishnah. We know Rav Yechanan holds like a stam passing like a stam mishnah. And the stam mishnah says the tanan nazir and nazir was not allowed to. Cut his hair. The halacha is a nazir is choyfif. He's allowed to wash his hair with soap and scrub his hair, even though it might rip out of hair. Almost fast face. He's allowed to separate his hair. Avloy, sorry, we can't use a comb. That's a psik reisha. So what do you see? Ain't a mechavim's mutter according to Rabbi Yechanan because he passed like a stam mishnah. So how can you say Rabbi Yechanan holds that's also kaneach becheres b'shabbos because asharos niman because taken out of hair. And the machvarta gerasim roeshia must be pshat is like a rosh roeshia is pshat that the reason why it's also is because of kshafim and sakana. Aye, the question was why dafka b'shabbos? Teres is a chiddush. Even Shabbos, where it's better because not mukzah, still it's also because kshafim and sakana. Now, my kshafim, what do you see that has the kshafim over here? Kihod Rav Chista v'Rav Bar Rav Huna. Have a ka'azli ba'arba. They were going on a ship. Omer luhim yaturnisa. There was a certain lady who was a kishavacha, a guy. She said, I want to come with you. I want to come with you on the same ship. You know, I also want to come. I want to chapra ride with you across the water. They didn't want to take her. Amr ihi milsa. She said some kind of, lashon. She said something, some kishif. And all of a sudden, Ashraf al-Arba, the boat got stuck. It wouldn't move. Amr inu milsa, sharusa. They said something. Rash says, Hashem Tahara. They said, it's Hashem Hashem, Tahara Hashem Hashem. And it started moving again. Amr lahu. So she said to them, Ma av lahu, what should I do to you? My kiss doesn't work on you. Why not? Because you guys do not, lemekanach lahu chu b'chaspa, you don't use cheres to wipe yourself. Lekot lahu kina menaycha, you don't kill the kina on your clothing. You first take it off and then you kill it. You don't kill it while it's on your clothing. And therefore, that's also not good for kishif, to kill it on your clothing. You take it off and then you kill it. And you don't pull out a vegetable out of a bundle, of the garden bundle, and you eat it. You first undo the bundle and then you eat it. So those three things, if you do it the wrong way, if you wipe yourself with a chaspa, or you kill a lice on your beged, or you take out a vegetable from the bundle, that causes kishif. But you guys don't do that, so my kishif will not work on you.